CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Adam and Ari!
Again, beat me to it. Nice work.
Yeah!
Well, we've got another on-demand show ahead.
We have. What a day today.
This was huge.
I mean, it's not even lunchtime, but we've had a day.
Yeah. We slept on cardboard last night.
And I have got a lot of messages saying that, you know, the Olympic athletes have mattresses on the cardboards. Yeah, guys, I know. Yeah. But it wouldn't be funny. It would just literally be like sleeping on a normal bed if we had done that.
Might as well just sleep at home.
Yeah, exactly. You
know? It's not a stunt.
And I think we did well, like creativity-wise.
Yeah.
Mine was extremely sturdy, almost too sturdy.
It was a bit hard, yours. Yeah, rock
yeah,
hard.
Yeah, just right, yeah, in the middle too.
Mine sunk in a bit, but it didn't in other areas. That's the problem. So the bits that were hard were sticking into my back.
You're also a lot lighter than me, so I thought I would just lay on it and it would just collapse.
Mine?
No, like mine. Oh, yours. For me, because I'm heavy. So
I know you thought mine would collapse, but it didn't collapse.
Yeah, I really did think that yours wasn't going to work.
Because mine were empty boxes, but I thought, you know, distribution of weight. I've heard that term before. I don't know what it means, but I think it means if your weight's over the whole thing, it won't squish. Whereas
yeah,
if it's one box.
I was up a fair bit over the night and you did not move. I swear to God, did not make a sound and did not move all night.
Yeah.
Whereas I was like tossing this way, tossing that way. And then I did a like look over to see if you were sleeping
yeah.
or breathing because I couldn't hear anything.
We've got more on that coming up on the show. We also tested out the theory that phone boxes are free now. Don't spoil anything.
Yeah.
But we tested it live on air, didn't we?
We did test it. Adam ran around the corner.
Mm. And we're talking all things favourite teachers, which was pretty cool too.
Oh my God, absolute bless. Called one of my primary school teachers. So that's on the show too.
Coming up, yeah, he said that she was a little terror.
I did not.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It is indeed. Good morning.
Good morning. Hope your morning's going better than ours.
What did we do last night?
We slept on cardboard boxes that we turned them into bed frames. They weren't just like laying on the ground. And we slept at the station.
Yeah, in solidarity with our Olympic athletes.
Yeah. Just to really feel how they feel, you know?
Yeah, but apparently they've got mattresses on theirs. But we went old school.
That's not funny.
Yeah,
are you feeling stiff or sore?
I'm okay. I'm just tired.
I'm very tired.
There were bits sticking into me. And
you sleep so quiet.
Yeah.
I was like, are you even alive?
And hot. I sleep hot and quiet. In the dead of winter, in a 0-degree night, I'll still be sweating.
So strange. I woke up at 12, 3:30. Didn't hear Daz come in this morning.
Yeah.
Must have been passed out then.
I heard him. But yeah, I didn't really wake up so many times like you.
Mm.
Yeah.
Half of my bed broke.
All the action's up on our socials, isn't it? If you want to see the footage.
Yeah, CFM Tasmania. Like and follow us there.
Yeah. CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
After some Vegemite on toast, I do feel much better.
I've seen Ari's Vegemite on toast in person now, and it is a sick, sick sight.
I could just eat a spoonful of Vegemite.
But that's too much Vegemite. I like Vegemite as much as the next ordinary civilian. But
it's vitamin B, mate.
Yeah, but too much vitamin B is surely a bad thing. I'm not a scientist, but now, Ari, I've heard, there's rumours going around, and I'm sure you've heard this too, that payphones are meant to be free now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When was the last time you used a payphone?
20 years ago to probably make a crank call.
Yeah. I remember calling, was it like a reverse number to call your parents back and the charges went back to them?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember doing that.
Great times.
But like just for fun, not for any reason.
Yeah, just because you could charge
they
the
pairs.
They
used to get so mad because obviously they still to pay for it.
Well, they'd be like, is it an emergency? Because it'd be like, a collect call or whatever from Ariel, please help. Oh, we better answer. Let's just see you goofing off. But there is a payphone across the road from the street.
There is.
We should test it out. I could go across, call the show in.
That means I have to press the buttons.
Yeah, you'd be all right to do that?
Ooh.
Now, this Kesha song goes for about 3 minutes. It'll give me time to get over there.
That's not very long to run over there.
I'll run.
Actually call me.
All right, let's do it. I'm going to head off. Should we
do
it?
Oh my God, do I have to press the buttons?
Yeah. You'll be right. You'll be right.
Don't do it.
Oh. I'll set you up. I'll tell you how to do it. All right.
CFM. Oh, here we go. Good morning, CFM. Who's this? Hello? Can't hear ya. Don't know why. Don't know why. Oh, I can't hear you.
Hello. Hello, I can't hear you.
Should I try again?
Just try one more time.
Okay.
EFM, who's this? Still can't hear you, mate. No idea. Cannot hear you. I'm going to hang up. Wait, dude, you totally did something, hey, because it's not coming through the desk.
Yeah, unless the payphone sucks. Why don't I call with my mobile and see if that works?
Okay, bye.
Then we know it's the payphone.
Yep, okay, bye. Here we go. He's calling through his mobile. Hello, CFM. Who's this?
G'day, this is Adam calling.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I can hear you now. Oh. So our listeners won't be able to call us for free through a payphone.
That's right. And also, I can hear you a lot better on my phone. There was a buzzing and I could barely hear you, so I don't know.
Oh, maybe that's why they're now free, because they're useless.
They can't legally charge for such a service.
Yeah. All right. Well, you better come back to the studio.
Yeah.
Glad we cleared that theory.
Yeah, okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, there you go. Adam ran over to the payphone across the road, and I couldn't hear diddly squat and called from his mobile, and I could hear him perfectly fine. So it wasn't me. Didn't press the wrong button, just doesn't work from a payphone. So if you want to call us for free through a payphone, too bad you can't.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 107.7 CFM.
The party! That's what it is, spit puffed out, running back from that payphone.
I honestly thought it was me pressing the wrong button or something, but yeah.
Yeah. The call came through, but silence on this end. Couldn't hear me.
That's right. Myth busted.
Well, there's rumours going around that maybe you can't call 1-300 numbers. Maybe that particular payphone sucks.
Who knows?
There's no scientific way of knowing, is there?
We could travel around Tassie and test out all the payphones.
We could.
Today, in light of the current border lockdowns and the expectation that, as I've said, the New South Wales lockdown will continue for some time, I'm announcing that we're going to introduce another round of the very successful travel voucher program.
Well, those vouchers are open today. It's a ballot system. For more info and to enter, you can go to travelvoucherstasmania.com.au. It opens today at 9 a.m, Ari.
At 9, and there's no rush whatsoever. You have 5 days to actually get your form filled out.
Yep.
And they'll just, they'll pull out random.
Yep.
Randoms.
It's a ballot. I might go in myself, live on air after 9 o'clock.
Yeah, where are you going to go?
Well, I've got family in Hobart, friends. Maybe I'd just go to Hobart.
Wouldn't you just stay with your family and friends?
Yeah.
That's such a waste of a voucher.
I know.
That is such a waste of a voucher.
Yeah, but I like any excuse to just stay in a sneaky hotel.
I do like a hotel. I love a hotel.
I like, specifically, I like Rest Point Casino because I can also park my car there when I drive down.
Ooh.
Good car park. You don't have to, because a lot of hotels you have to pay. They sting you. They go, oh, by the way, that'll be 60.
So expensive.
Yeah. But Rest Point, you can just stay for free. So that's why I choose them. But
I like to go to Mac One. Is that what it's called?
It's pretty fancy, though.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'm a hashtag materialistic.
But overpriced fancy. Like, it's not as good as it charges.
It looks so nice.
Rest Point's like old and vintage.
And I really want to stay at the Cove. So talking about staying in your own backyard, I live in Turners Beach. So, like, the Cove isn't that far away, but I would probably use it to stay at
pretty
the Cove.
Pretty luxurious, though.
That
probably
is
worth
lux.
It. I did live there when I first got up here, remember?
Yeah. I keep forgetting.
Because I couldn't get a rental place.
FOMO.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kim.
Yeah. I mean,
where's my invite?
I paid rent, but it was still.
Did you actually stay? You didn't stay in a Cove.
One of the rooms, I think. Yeah, I think it's one of the accommodation rooms out there.
You were just staying in like their spare room.
No, it was a room out the back next to the animals, looking out onto the water.
I've been chased by an emu there.
Have you?
Yeah, I didn't realise the emus were like let loose.
Yeah, everything's loose.
Yeah, I was like, I'm really petrified of birds.
Oh, yeah, you would hate a giant bird.
I was like, I'm out.
Hit music.
Ariel has officially brought a trampoline into the studio to wake us up.
Yeah, well, I thought we've got to get moving. Otherwise, sitting on our bums in these chairs, we're probably going to get fit.
So we're going to jump around in the trampoline.
Between breaks and yeah, songs.
Yeah, it's old mate Darren Kerwin in the studio next door. He's going to see some serious sights coming out of this studio.
It's only week one.
Trivia trial.
All right, we're going to pose a trivia question. Give us a call at 1300 655 922 with the answer, and you'll go into the draw to win a $150 voucher to Jensen Quality Metalworks. Ari, do you have a question to pose today?
I do have a question. All right, we know that the travel vouchers are launching today. We did mention this before, so it's a bit of a trick one for you, sort of.
Well, it's not a trick one.
No, it's pretty easy. What time does it actually launch today?
Trivia trial.
1300 655 922. Teresa from Devonport is on the line to play trivia trial. Ari, what's the question again?
We are asking you, what time do the travel vouchers launch today?
9 a.m.
She's done it.
You've done it. Congratulations, Teresa.
Thank you.
You're in the draw to win a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen Quality Metalworks. We'll draw it Friday.
Yep.
Day in history, the thing that happened
thousands of years ago.
Yeah, let's have a look at it, Ari.
Okay.
On this day in 1879, the very first ever AFL game was played at the MCG.
Cool.
Who do you reckon it was between? You don't even know the teams of today.
Nah. I don't know.
It was between the East Melbourne Artillery.
That's not a team now,
not
is
anymore,
it?
No. And the Collingwood Rifles.
Collingwood is black and white, isn't it?
Yeah, and I believe they're now known as the Magpies, but at that time were known as the Rifles.
Wow.
There you go. On this day, in 1989, Ari, the world's largest game of musical chairs was played in Singapore.
How many people, and can we beat it?
Yeah, I don't know if we can beat it. How many
why are you telling me these facts? I don't really care if we can't beat it.
How many staff members do we have here at CFM?
There's only four of us here now.
Because the record the record was 8,238.
Oh, yeah, we're definitely not going to do that on the coast.
And it took 3.5 hours.
Especially not with COVID.
No, probably not a good idea.
3.5 hours is a long game of musical chairs.
Yeah, I know. But imagine if you won that. That's pretty good. You'd feel pretty good, wouldn't you?
Yeah, put it on your resume.
Yeah. On this day in 1996... beloved sitcom Friends debuted in Australia.
Oh.
It's good, isn't it? It never gets old Friends.
I love Friends.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who's your favourite character?
Ooh, I love Joey.
Do you?
I love Joey.
I like Chandler.
I think he's given up for his other friends a lot of chances at love.
Yeah, see, Joey on the surface may seem a little superficial or whatever, but Ross is actually the evil one.
Yeah,
when you look at some
Ross
of the things
is,
Ross has
yeah,
done.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, dated a student, among
yeah,
other
ooh.
Things. Yeah, anyway.
Naughty.
Yeah, I'm pro-Joey, anti-Ross, but I still think my favourite is Chandler. He's a tortured clown. We can all relate, some of us.
You can.
On this day in 1997, Cathy Freeman became the first Aboriginal and the first Australian woman to win a World Athletic Championship when she took on the 400-metre event in Athens.
I know Cathy Freeman. Not personally, but I know, yeah. You know how I
is.
Don't usually know your history?
Yeah.
That I know.
You know that athlete? Yeah. She was big, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was.
She's a big star. And on this day in 2008, Google Street Images of Australian city streets were officially added to Google Maps.
Cool.
There you go.
Do you want to know on this day that you're really waiting for?
Yeah, in your
it's
life.
It's from my Facebook memories.
Please.
Nothing as funny as the last couple of days, but 3 years ago today I was in Nashville or Nash Vegas.
Tennessee.
Yeah.
I believe.
My God, so much fun.
What happened? Did they go, yeehaw?
Yeah.
You're in Nashville now,
you know
baby.
What? That was 3 years ago and I still say y'all. So,
yeah.
Had an impact on me.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Yes, good morning, Ari.
Good morning. The sun is looking amazing in the clouds right now.
Yeah. Myself and Ari, if you were not aware, slept on cardboard last night, didn't we?
Yeah, to be honest, don't recommend, but my base was solid. Like, it was solid. Just probably not comfy. Needed a mattress 100%.
Some parts of mine were solid, other parts were gushy.
He had like a saggy bit in it.
Yeah, I did. Ari actually took a clip of us waking up. We'll play that soon. We'll also talk teachers. We'll talk given blood. That's all on the way.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
We are open for nominations or entries for CFM's Apple for the Teacher, Adam.
Yes.
Some epic prizes up for grabs for the winning teacher and every student in the class.
Mm, yeah. You can get AirPods if you're a student. iPad if you're the teacher.
That's pretty good. Yeah. iPad for the teacher. I wonder if the teacher would keep the iPad in the class. Mm. Then it could be like a double present for the kids.
Yeah, it could come in handy with that math. The trig. Use it for trig.
Trigonometry.
Yeah.
Do they do that in primary school?
I don't even know what it is. Something to do with three.
Triangles?
Yeah, I think it is to do with it.
Apple AirPods for every student in the class, up to 25 students. It is CFM's Apple for the Teacher nominations entries now open at cfmtas.com.au. It is all thanks to Harvey Norman Computers, Hampton Peters Real Estate and Circular Head Christian School, a community passionate about learning.
We're on Facebook as well. At CFM Tasmania, we're asking today, who was your favourite teacher growing up? Give them a shout out there. Who was yours, do you reckon, Ari?
Well, Mrs. Davies was hands down my favourite. Like, I went to a school that went from, like, year one all the way to year 12. I used to go back and visit her when I was in high school.
Did you?
But she's now retired, so she's no longer there.
You became, like, friends, like actual equals.
Yeah, actually. My mum, when she was single, also went out with Mrs. Davies, like... Like, go find some male partners.
Oh, they didn't date each other.
She told me that last night on the phone. I was like, Mama!
I think later in the show, obviously it's a bit early now, we should try and contact our schools, see if we can get anyone on the air.
Do you reckon they'll remember you?
Some. Some would remember me fondly, some not so fondly. I think my favourite teachers were in primary school, not even high school. Like Mr. Adlam, grade 5, he was good. Miss Sorrell, grade 6, she's dead now, but she was good.
She from Port Sorrell?
She's not, I don't believe, no. Oh, from the Hobart region, Hobart greater region, I believe.
It's not local enough for us, Adam.
Oh, sorry. C-F-F. It was around this time yesterday we were talking about giving blood, Ari.
Yeah, we both have never given blood before, but we are willing to and we are wanting to very soon.
And someone heard it and contacted us and said...
Yeah, Amy Cooper from the Devonport Donor Centre has emailed through to say... Come and do it. We'll tell you how. Just come on over.
Let's do it. I'm keen.
I think we should do it next Friday.
Why not?
Do you want to know why?
I can sort of guess.
Next Friday is Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Ooh, we could give blood. I think it'd just be cool. Have a blood bath at the donor bank.
Why not? And... the local government blood challenge is being held right now, right up to the 30th of September, so it's the perfect time to do it. Right now, apparently, demand for blood is at its highest level in over a decade, and hospitals are using more blood than they did compared to even the last 2 years. So if you want more info on that, you can go to donateblood.com.au.
Or let us know. You can join us on Friday the 13th.
Come have the Friday the 13th blood donating party. Why not?
We could have like a Halloween theme.
Ooh. You're freaking me out. Song snag. Time to do song snag. What the problem is we have here, we've got a song, we're going to play it later in the day, but it's skipping. It's
the
snagged.
The CD's scratched.
And we need you to identify it so we can find it in the system and load it back in.
There we go.
Or something like that.
But what you really want to know is what you can win. Yeah. Waffles for two at Windows on West Stella is up for grabs this prize given Friday. If you can guess this snagged song.
It's badly snagged, as you can hear. We can't play it like that.
Song snag.
1-300-655-922. Our dearly beloved Eva from Devonport is on the line to play song snag. Eva, how are you this morning?
Good, thank you.
Nice. All right, this is the song.
Okay, Eva, what song is it today?
Is it Side by Side Ariana Grande?
It's not Sorry,
Ooh,
Eva.
Oh, no. Sorry, Eva.
Thanks for playing. 1-300-655-922. Emma is on the line to play Song Snag. Here's the song.
Alrighty, Emma, what song do you think it is?
Is it Cha-Cha Slide?
Oh, no.
It's not. Sorry,
no.
Emma.
Oh.
Thanks for playing.
And got me good.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye. Hello, CFM, who we got there?
Hello, Desiree.
Hey, Desiree, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you.
What suburb, Des?
Pardon?
What suburb are you from?
Rocky Cape.
That's it. 1-300-655-922. Desiree from Rocky Cape on the line to identify this song.
All right, Desiree, what song is it?
Is it Let's Get Down to Business?
Yeah! Let's Get Down to Business. Absolute banger. Congratulations, Desiree. You have won today's song snag.
Awesome.
We'll put you in the draw for Waffles for Two from Windows on Westella. We'll draw it Friday. Good on you, Des. Myself and Ari slept here at the station on cardboard boxes in solidarity with our Olympic athletes, didn't we?
We're putting our love on display for them on our socials as being a part of We're One.
And
we
you,
are one.
You captured the magic moment when we woke up after
a
night
on the DL, I did, yeah.
After a night of being on the cardboard.
Are you awake?
Yeah.
Hey. Did your bed break?
Nah.
It didn't?
No, weight distribution, it's science.
Did you have a nice sleep?
Oh, it was okay. Not the best, but there's a few sticky bits sticking into me. Oh, there is a dip there. Oh, dearly beloved Daz is here.
Huh?
Darren's here.
Is he?
Yeah, I heard him come in.
I must have the worst hearing because I didn't hear shit.
Maybe you were asleep.
I was waiting for the kettle. I didn't hear a kettle go on.
This was like half an hour ago.
He got here half an hour ago.
What's the time?
4:50.
Oh, you got here at 4:30.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how did you sleep?
Oh. 6.
A 6? I reckon that was about a 2.
What have we done?
I move a lot in my sleep. I like to move around a fair bit. And I kept losing my pillow.
Yeah.
And I'm...
The cardboard's slippery, isn't it?
Yeah, it is real
the pillow.
And I'm in, like, silky pyjamas. So I'm, like, double slippery.
Yeah.
And the extension on the side of my bed, I found quite comfortable.
Mm.
But then I was getting a dead arm. And then it broke.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It is indeed.
Good morning!
We slept on a bed of cardboard last night, if you didn't know.
Happy Thursday. Hope you're feeling better than we are today.
We're stiff and sore, just like our Olympic athletes.
Yeah. Respect to them, though. They did years and years of exercise and practice and training. They're professionals. And we just built a cardboard bed and slept on it, and we're calling ourselves athletes.
Coming up, we got the cruise across. We're crossing to the street team, including you. I think you're going downstairs again, aren't you?
Yeah. I can't actually fit anything in the cruiser because we had to pack up our cardboard beds.
Yeah, that's
it's
right.
Literally full to the brim
it
of
is.
Cardboard boxes. So if you're in need, I've got some.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Load it up with the Coast Best Free Stuff. They see me rolling. It's the CFM Street Team.
All right, first of all, we're going to check in with Ari, who's sitting opposite me.
The cruiser is currently packed up with cardboard boxes, so unfortunately I literally cannot fit anything else in. And the giveaways are standing right next to me, which I'll have downstairs with me in only a few minutes. You can come see me at 2 Hillcrest Road, Devonport, with the Coast Best Free Stuff. Caruso's supplements at the Wholeness Co. in Ulverston, 50% off until the 14th of August. And I've got Caruso show bags as well as Cripps Master Low Friends with Benefits Key Tags and so much more. And your favourite, Adam, Creoles.
Love them. When you go see her as well for the freebies, just check the cruiser. You can see the cardboard in there. Proof that we did indeed sleep on cardboard.
I might put your free stuff in a cardboard box just to get rid of it.
Yeah, we got
to
get rid of it.
All right, run downstairs.
All right, see ya. And Takesha, whereabouts can we find you, mate?
Good morning, Adam. This morning, you can find me out in the CFM Cruiser at Guttridge Gardens in Wynyard for Circular Head Christian School. On board, I've got our CFM Friends and Benefits Key Tags. I've got free coffee vouchers thanks to McCafe, as well as some flavoured milk thanks to Better Milk and Fresh Bread thanks to Cripps Master Loaf. So come and catch me. I'm at the Guttridge Gardens for the Circular Head Christian School in the CFM Cruiser, powered by Harvey Norman Electrical.
Thanks to Keisha. Hit music. After 8:30, we'll play Word Sandwich. The number to play is 1-300-655-922. But I do have Mel on the line right now. Mel wants to say something about the Word Sandwich. How are you, Mel?
I'm good. I just wanted to give you a Word Sandwich.
Oh, you wanted to give us one?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so it is bike, and action.
Bite and action.
And I'll leave you with it. Bye.
All right, thanks, Mel. I've got no idea. Bite and action. I might need Ari back in the studio to help me with that one. And if we get it right, you'll have to let us know, Mel. And if we don't get it right, you please have to let us know, because that's going to kill me not knowing that. C-F-F. Ari, while you were out of the studio, Mel called in and gave us one.
Oh, a word sandwich.
And it was
I'm actually really bad at word sandwich.
It was bite and action.
Bite and action.
Yeah, it's tough, isn't it? I have no idea, and I really hope Mel calls back with the answer if we can't get it, because it's going to annoy me all day.
Back action.
Word sandwich.
More. All right, Mel, who called up with a word sandwich before, has called back because I've been getting it wrong. So what are the words, Mel?
The word is bike, with a K, not T.
Oh, it's biker.
Oh, hey, Mel.
Thanks for calling back. You still there, Mel? Oh, she's gone. Oh, she's an enigma. She's gone.
She hung up, but yeah, we've got
the
correct word now.
Yeah, we thought we'd make her word sandwich the one of the day. So we kicked Thea out of the studio today, just for today only, a special word sandwich. So we're going to make it Mel's. Bike and action. What word goes in the middle?
We will literally take any answer that works.
Yeah,
because
Mel,
we don't actually know what the middle word is.
She keeps hanging up on us before she can tell us the answer.
But you'll go on the draw to win a $50 voucher to spend at House of Amber's Cafe.
Word sandwich.
More. 1-300-655-922. Alicia is on the line from Sprayton to play Mel's word sandwich today. The words today are bike and action. What word do you think goes in the middle?
Is it pump?
Pump action, bike, pump.
We'll claim it.
I think
Thank
we can.
You.
We actually don't know what it is because Mel didn't tell us, but that makes sense. We're going to take it.
Thank you.
You're in the draw to win that $50 voucher to the House of Amber's Cafe.
Awesome.
Hit music.
This morning for Word Sandwich, Mel called in and gave us the word sandwich. It was bike and action, and Alicia called up and guessed pump, but we weren't sure if that was what Mel was looking for, but we gave it to her. And but luckily, Mel has called back, so we can check with Mel. Did she get it right, Mel?
Hey, she's a winner.
She's a winner.
She got it, did she? She was correct?
She was correct.
Oh, awesome. Thanks for letting us know, Mel.
Thank you.
Thanks for the word sandwich, too. Appreciate it. Bye, Mel. She's a mysterious one.
Mel is super mysterious. Didn't give us a last name, didn't tell us where she's from, didn't give us a phone number, but I love it.
Didn't give us the answer at first.
Yeah.
But Mel, call us anytime. We're fans, aren't we?
We're pretty bad at picking word sandwich words. They're pretty easy, so we need the help. CFM's Apple for the Teacher entries are now open at cfmtas.com.au. It's all thanks to Hampton Peters Real Estate and Harvey Norman Computers, and also Circular Head Christian School, a community passionate about learning. Yeah, so nominate your favourite teacher now. We're also talking about it on our Facebook page at CFM Tasmania.
Yeah, we want to know who your favourite teacher was growing up in celebration of all things teachers. Now, Ari, you reckon Mr. Thompson?
Yeah, Mr. Thompson was a pretty cool teacher in year 7. I had him as my primary school teacher.
Mm.
Yeah.
This was in Adelaide?
Yeah, at Westminster.
Yeah, okay. Now, and you've tracked his phone number down.
Yeah.
So we are going to see if we can get him on
stalker.
The air. I want to know what kind of pupil you were. Let's find out.
Oh, no.
Let's call him.
Hello.
Hello, is this Mr. Thompson?
Yes, it is. How are you?
Hello, Mr. Thompson. It's Ariel.
Ari, lovely to hear from you.
So you do remember me?
Of course I do.
That's a win. I've got Adam, my co-host, here as well. We're just calling our primary school favourite teachers, actually, so you can brag about this to the rest of the team.
That, very kind.
Yeah, that you're one of our faves.
Well, thank you. And just so we're clear, this isn't some sort of gotcha call, is it?
No.
I remember, and I want to know if you still do this with the kids. Well, in maths, we had to write down the answers of the maths questions, and then you'd make us run a lap of the oval.
Yes, absolutely. We'd try to make things fun and interesting, and I think I'm now got a running group here at school, Ari, so I tried to bring that into class, and any excuse to get the kids out running around.
And I remember one time we had to actually carry one out of the group around the whole entire oval.
That sounds about right. Yeah, that sounds like something I would do.
Now, what kind of student was Ari, though?
Oh, here we go.
Did you ever have to get her in trouble?
No, well, I've been doing a little bit of research on Ari as well, just to make sure I, you know, had all my my information correct. What we all remember about Ari, and me in particular, was she was always very happy, didn't mind a chat occasionally, but she was certainly always smiling, and she loved her music and she loved to dance, so she seems perfectly suited to morning radio.
Oh, that's amazing.
I can confirm, Mr. Thompson, she has not changed.
So no, she was lovely to teach, terrific young lady, and it's so pleasing to hear that she's going so well. So Ari, it was a real treat to hear from you.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Thompson. Thank you for remembering me.
Of course. Never in doubt, Ari, never in doubt.
Thanks, Mr. Thompson, good on you.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day at school.
Have a good day, guys. Hit music.
Mr. Thompson, he was loving you.
Bless his cotton socks.
But I thought I'd better call my old high school down south, Southern Taz,
yeah,
the Hobart Greater Region, see if there's anyone there that would even remember me, let alone like me or anything, I don't know. Who knows who's still there? Let's call, find out, eh?
Good morning, Clarence High School,
Lisa
speaking.
G'day, it's Adam and Ari calling from CFM Breakfast up north in Devonport. How's it going?
Good, thank you.
I'm just calling because we're doing a thing about teachers, and this is my old school, Clarence High.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering maybe if there's any teachers there that remember me, but I'm not sure who still teaches there. So okay. Is Mr. Cloudsdale still there?
No.
Nah. Damn, he was the one that probably liked, the only one that liked me.
No, I've been here for about 11 years, and I think he might have only been here 1 year when I was here.
Too late.
And he retired about probably 11, 12 years ago.
After I graduated, he was like, well, my work is done.
Yep. Was there any other teachers?
Mr. Walker?
No, I don't know that name, so he must have obviously left before I came.
He played for the Western Bulldogs, he used to say.
Oh, okay. No, I don't know that name, sorry.
Any other ones?
Mr. Hurd?
No.
Oh, God, they're all gone.
Yep.
Just showing your age, Adam.
Mr. Winter?
Retired.
Oh, my God, they're gone. Mr. Jarvis?
No, retired.
Oh.
They literally all retired because you're old.
Mr. Hortle?
No, retired.
Mrs. Hortle?
Retired.
Oh, no.
CFM's Adam and Ari for Breakfast.
Adam and Ari for Breakfast, episode 4.
Done. Also, thanks to Kel and the team at Toy World.
Yes.
For letting me take all the boxes
giving
that
us
we
the
used
cardboard.
Last night.
Yeah, the cardboard. But wait, is this cardboard for comment? Technically? Could
no,
be.
No, actually, more than that, a huge shout out to Olivia, who actually emailed through our website, cfmtaz.com.au, and let us know. Like, that's what she was saying. She was like, hey, just drive past Toy World. There's heaps of boxes there.
Yeah.
You should go collect them. And I was like, thanks, Liv.
It really came in handy because without
it did.
Them, we would not have had enough.
We would have had just like one long, it wouldn't have worked.
Would have been a total disaster. But luckily, it was only a semi-disaster that we pretty much brought upon ourselves by choosing to do it in the first place.
Yeah. I don't think we'll be doing that again anytime soon anyway.
Maybe this time next year. Every 5th of August is Cardboard Box Day.
Claiming it. We'll make it a national day. What else can you do with a cardboard box?
Yeah. Catch you tomorrow.
Bye.